Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, I understand a local business is expanding.
Well-known name in chemical and food industries, a lot of industries actually, Beth, that is DuPont. They have opened up their new probiotics fermentation unit at the Eastman Business Park. The company has had a presence at the park for the last couple of years, and officials say the new unit is part of an overall $100 million investment by DuPont in probiotics. Probiotics are live bacteria and yeasts that are designed to promote digestive health. The probiotics developed by DuPont are sold to the dietary supplement and beverage industries. Dave Kress is the project director there. He says Rochester has been a good spot for DuPont to locate that facility.
Our proximity to the Eastman Business Park, as well as to the surrounding community, and has really helped solidify this as a location for the site.
Kress says the new probiotic fermenter is the largest in the world. It has expanded the production capacity there by 70%. DuPont had employed about 33 people at Eastman Business Park, the number expected to expand now to 48. New York State previously offered a grant of $1.5 million in return for job commitments. Also expanding is a company on Salt Road in Webster, Classic Automation. They broke ground on an expansion on their already sizable warehouse last week. The company is located in a building previously used by Xerox. Classic Automation provides legacy-type automation equipment to factories in more than 150 countries and territories around the world. CEO Fritz Rubeck says that companies often would rather replace parts than the entire system when they need to upgrade.
The main expense of a new automation system is the program. So having the program redesigned is very costly. And simply replacing one module is far less expensive than replacing the whole system.
Rubeck says Classic Automation now employs just over 50 people. They expect to hire several more during the next year. Fast Track, the chain of gas and convenience stores that has locations in Rochester, Syracuse, and Albany, has been sold. EG America, which is a subsidiary of a UK-based firm, recently acquired the 54 retail locations, as well as Fast Track's wholesale fuel and transportation businesses. Fast Track is based in East Syracuse. RIT's Center for Urban Entrepreneurship, hosting a business pitch competition, open to all businesses operating within one of the four quadrants of the city. It's open to business owners 18 years of age and older who have an existing business plan and a business earning a minimum of $25,000 in annual gross revenue. The judges will look at things like competitive advantage, marketability, and industry expertise. The deadline to apply for that competition is August 2nd. Cleario Vision, a developer of laser-based vision correction solutions, acquiring a company called Hydrogel Vision Corporation. Cleario was founded several years ago to commercialize laser research at the University of Rochester. Hydrogel has products sold in 25 countries. All of their employees will be retained with this deal. The manufacturing will still be done in Florida. And we heard today from the Rochester Rotary Club. They've elected Julie St. Germain as their president for the Rotary for the year from July of this year through June of next year. St. Germain's election as president follows several leadership roles she's had with that club. She is now president and co-owner of Image 360 Rochester. They do custom corporate and building signs based in Henrietta. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.